Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Spooked. The Scary Story Improvised Podcast. I'm Damian Depping.
I'm Nigel BSU.
I'm Cody Crane.
And joining us today, our good friend,
Tia McGregor.
There she is, Tia McGregor.
McGregor!
All right. Our local Scotsman. Well, not anymore, right?
Yeah, that's it's changed very recently.
Yeah, so she's an ex-Scotsman, for those of you out there. How you doing today, Tia?
I'm good. It's very hot. Very hot day. I'm sweating a lot.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Aren't we all? Tell us a little bit about yourself for the people at home so they know who you are, what you do.
Well, my name's Tia. I'm a young girl from Ontario. Lived in Campbellford, Ontario a lot of my life. Went to Queen's University. Yeah. Recently graduated.
Very nice.
Living in the big smoke, writing plays, telling jokes, and eating Reese Cups, I guess.
There's some of Cody's nuggets, ladies and gentlemen.
Some of Cody's
nuggets. Cody's nuggets of knowledge.
Yeah, not about Cody, though.
Yeah, Tia just told my story.
Really, Tia is the female Cody, I guess.
We get mistaken all the time.
Oh, yeah. Just a little Ontario girl.
Yeah. So where are you from, Nigel?
Oh, I'm from out west somewhere, far afield. How about you?
Oh, I'm not saying anything. Oh. We just got a nugget from Nigel. You folks don't get any from me yet. Ooh,
you goosed him. You got him to give a nugget.
Oh, boy.
Someone got the goose.
We got a general area of where Nigel's from.
I'm silly. Oh, Mike. I'm silly. All right.
Oh, Tia, anything to promote?
Working on any shows? Well, you just finished a show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I just finished.
Tell us about that.
Just finished You and the Fucking Gorilla at the Fringe Festival.
Can we swear here? Is that okay? Is this okay?
Well, we're on the internet, so.
Oh, yeah, we've
the kids at home, close their ears!
Yeah, we don't care. Anyway.
Fuck kids!
So, You and that Fucking Gorilla, I saw that, actually. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a really fun show. When I don't like a show, I say it was a lot of fun.
I didn't mean that.
Okay.
Well, now I look like an asshole.
No. I know you loved it.
I did.
I know it.
I did.
I know it.
I did.
Yeah.
Tell us about that, though. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, it's a show I started writing at Queen's. I was inspired by a piece of art by an artist named David Fullerton that had the words, "You and that fucking gorilla. I'm so tired of you and that fucking gorilla." And I just kind of thought, why would anyone say that? So the show, was written kind of around that line, and I decided that it was said by a woman, a wife and mother, who her husband one day brings home a gorilla from the zoo, and everyone loves it except for her because it's a gorilla, and it's all about motherhood. It's all about motherhood.
Sure. Is there any plan on remounting that anytime in the future?
Well, we just finished it, and so I've been working on it a lot. It was pretty intense. I think I'm going to put it aside for now. I'm working on some other stuff.
Well, this one was a remount, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was a remount.
So this is already a remount. Yeah.
Well, so you never know. Look out for the film version of it.
There we go. Short for that'd be fun.
I don't know. I think it's a very theatrical piece.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't know if it would translate.
I think it could. I think it could be a very, very, like, dark, like,
short I guess I'm
film.
Not. I'm not very film-minded. You know.
Damien's doing some schmoozing now, so he can get a part in the film. Yeah.
Damien actually auditioned.
I did.
He failed.
I was very, very hungover.
What? No, you know, casting's weird.
Yeah. Oh, that's what people say to that's casting's what I said to people weird. When I cast when they yeah. weren't very good.
Yeah. No. You're great.
Yeah, casting is weird because us spooked boys usually do really well in the auditions.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, especially when we tell them that we're spooked.
That's right. They love a nice
from the hit podcast. Spooked.
Yeah.
Spooked.
Have we released anything yet? No. We just know it's going to be a hit.
Right now, this is just for our mamas.
Yeah, it's just for mama and daddy.
All right. So we're about
nor will I ever.
We're about to get into it, guys, aren't we?
You ready to get into it? Now?
This is episode like.
Who knows? You know what? We don't even know.
Well, we're not sure the order, folks.
Listen.
Wait, we're not doing numbers here. No.
God.
We're not counting.
Jeez.
The counting story podcast. We're not.
I don't believe in numbers. I don't see numbers. I don't see color. I don't see
that's right.
Numbers.
Yeah. Find age is but a number.
Yeah.
Optimus Prime said that.
Did he?
I don't know. He said something.
I don't think he did he?
Yeah, Optimus Prime.
I thought he said,
kids strap
maximize.
In. Maximize. There's a spooky story coming your way.
All right, here we go. So let's get started with the drawing of the rolls.
So as we draw positions, we will explain the positions, and you'll get a better idea of what we do.
You folks at home probably already know, but there's nothing wrong with going over the rules over and over again until they're ingrained in everyone's minds.
I want them drilling your stupid fucking heads.
Thinking about it when you're sleeping.
We're always learning, right? Everyone should be always learning.
Yeah.
That's what I've always said.
Yeah, that's right.
I love you.
Yep. Okay, who's going first?
All right, Tia is your special guest. We'll let you pick first, so get in there. Pick an egg.
Open it?
Open it up. Let's see what it says.
Oh, this is new as well. Eggs.
Oh, yes.
Celebrity.
Oh, we got our celebrity.
Oh. Here we go. So the celebrity card means that in this story, you will be doing a random celebrity impression.
That
is a random celebrity generator will give you four options.
Oh. And you will have Shaggy.
I'll just take that back and put this back here. Sorry.
All right.
Do you guys use the same paper each week?
Yeah.
The options are in. They're pretty good. You have Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
That's a good one. That's
Kristen Bell. No.
I don't know.
Veronica Mars.
Oh.
Donald Trump.
Oh, that's topical.
You could even play his toupee.
And Christian Bale.
Ooh. Now, we should warn you, we've had some pretty darn good impersonations.
That you designed.
If it makes you feel any better, the last time I had a person that I don't know anything about, but I think it ended up being a pretty darn good impression, don't you guys think?
Oh,
no. Yeah. We had the Manning brothers here.
Oh, man, here to promote yourself as a celebrity guest.
I said the Manning brothers.
Oh.
You were one of them.
Oh, I guess. Now I'm blushing.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Guys, we're getting right into Super Bowl season. I don't know.
Are we?
I have no idea.
Super Bowl's over.
But
I think that was a while ago.
We're getting close to the start of the season.
Yeah, we're getting close to the start of the season. And those Manning boys, who knows?
Pigskin. Who knows? They could play.
It's a new chain.
They could play on a team.
Pigskin Manning.
All right. Tia, have you chosen?
You know, I feel like it seems like those three men are very distinct, but I'm so bad at impressions. And Kristen Bell is actually the voice of Gossip Girl, which is a pretty classic voice.
I don't know what that is, but if you want to go for it.
You don't know what Gossip Girl is?
I know what it is, but I don't know.
Like XOXO.
Do you think that Damien should watch all of the seasons?
They're all on Netflix. I love the Christmas episodes. Like I said,
I'll just go watch the Christmas episodes.
Yeah, they're nice.
I might do that.
They're nice. They're heartwarming.
I'm sure they are. Just watch all the Christmas.
No, I'm going to go with Kristen Bell because I know her body of work very well.
Oh, yeah, good. Princess Anna and Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I haven't seen that either.
Also,
but you're on IMDb right now.
Also, the mean girl in Forgetting Sarah Marshall that broke up with our poor sweet Jason Segel.
Sarah Marshall, right?
Yeah. She'd be Sarah Marshall. The titled character.
Okay.
And she was Veronica Mars. And for me, Veronica Mars was a big thing. I feel like if I saw it when I was younger, it would have been even bigger, like Buffy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're a big Buffy fan, right?
Yeah. Well, Joss Whedon said the only show that he feels comfortable with people calling the new Buffy. was Veronica Mars. He actually had a small cameo in Veronica Mars. So it's a really good show.
Man. Joss the Boss.
Hey, maybe we'll get some nice Buffy vibes from you tonight too. That might be might be exciting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's some scary elements to that show, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty spooky.
All right. Should we keep things moving along? Nigel, do you want to go next or Cody?
Yeah, sure. I'll take the bullet next. Let's go.
And if Nigel gets a sad face, he will consistently have a sad face every single time.
He's going to be skunked again.
The sad face.
What's the sad face?
It means you just play a swing character, any character that comes up in the story. And it's not a bad thing, guys.
No, that sounds great.
Nigel has only ever been a swing character.
We should say as well, you can play as many characters as you want. Yep. The thing about when you're a celebrity, you just have to play the celebrity.
Okay. Can I play the celebrity or can I play a character the celebrity has played? Is it like...
That's up to you.
Yeah.
You want to play the narrator of Gossip Girl?
You could even play the character of the... Like, you could play the celebrity playing that character and like... You know, layers or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little meta theatrical.
Do whatever you want. That's the magic.
I wouldn't mind
radio.
Seeing Princess Anna from Frozen come back.
I've never seen
Frozen.
It.
Oh.
All right, Cody, go ahead there. What's it going to be? What am I left with?
Sad face.
Oh, boy, so that means that I'm the narrator.
Now, you folks at home know that Damien loves being that narrator.
I don't mind it.
I said you loved her. Fucking love it. It's amazing.
Now, for you regulars, you know that when you get the narrator position, we go on canigeta.com to get a suggestion for our spooky story.
Sure.
From this canigeta.com by Gil Browdy and Vinnie Francois, you can either pick a location, a relationship, or a word. And we choose only one to inspire our story. So, narrator... You have the power.
Oh, does anyone else hear that beeping?
Anyone picking up that frequency?
I don't like that.
Something's
on fire.
That's kind of spooky. Oh, it's gone.
Two of us are on the same page.
We're very similar.
Yeah. Getting mistaken again.
Uh-oh. I can't... Who's who now? Yeah. Cody, Tia, which one is which?
I'm just so happy we can continue our beautiful podcast.
Well, it stopped as soon as we started talking about it, so...
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Kind of weird.
All right.
Mario, when you face it, it stops. When you turn it... It's very similar. Yeah, that was a really good connection.
All right, I'm going to take...
Location, relationship, or word.
Let's get a relationship today.
And the clicking is happening now. Oh my goodness. A big horror for a lot of people and very hot in the news right now. The relationship is taxi driver, passenger.
Ooh, taxi driver and passenger. All right, everybody, let's get started with... The spooky taxi driver and passenger. Ooh. It was a rainy Thursday afternoon. Terry had just finished work at the plant, as he does every Thursday. And he saw that it was raining, but he had forgotten his umbrella.
God damn it, that umbrella again.
So he decided to call himself a cab.
Hello, can I get a cab? To the factory.
You got it, Bob. Beep, beep. Beep,
beep. Beep, beep, beep. Oh, where's this damn cab?
XOXO, gossip cab driver here.
Well, it's about damn time.
Hop in, Terry.
Terry hopped into the cab. The thing was, there was no driver. Just a calm, cool voice speaking to him from somewhere.
What is this? Is this one of these fancy robot machines?
Welcome, Terry, to the Gossip Cab 3000.
Hey, you listen here, bub. I need to lay it down right now. You need to know that I'm only taking this cab because I forgot my umbrella. I hate cabs. And I especially hate robot voices. I've seen Terminator, so no nonsense.
Okay, I can't promise you anything, Terry.
All right.
So they were on their way. Terry's inherent distrust for cabs stemmed from a sad story from his childhood. He reflected as he looked out the window watching the rain. There was a glistening sound, the sound of his flashback. Terry's frolicking, 7 years old, in a bright field.
Come here, Terry. Come here.
Yes, Mummy.
Get away from the dandelions, Terry.
I like to touch them, Mom.
All of a sudden,
the dandelions!
Out of nowhere, the cab came flying through the field, an evil robot in the driver's seat.
It's coming towards me, Mom.
Honking his horn.
I can't let it run over this dandelion. I need to bend down for it.
Terry went to save the dandelion. Just in the nick of time, the cab swerved, and instead of hitting Terry, it pinned his mother against a rock. As she lay there bleeding out her organs and guts all over Terry's fingers and his little puppy.
Don't get any
Rexy
blood on my dandelion!
Next to the dandelion, she said her final words to him.
Hey, look at my bloody body. Never forget. Never. Never.
Cool memory, Terry.
Terry was perturbed. How did the car know what he was thinking?
Are you reading my thoughts?
All in good time, Terry. So,
what?
How was work today?
It was okay, you know, standard 9 to 5. I put the metal in the machine, and then the metal made metal, and then the machine made metal, and it made a clock.
Nice, Terry. So, has Peter stopped bothering you at work?
How do you know about Peter?
All in good time, Terry.
Terry was getting a little bit spooked there. This cab seemed to know a lot more about him than your normal cab driver would, and he hadn't even been saying nothing to him. Terry thought, well, if this stuff doesn't get any, it's gonna be better soon, and I don't get home soon, then, you know, I better watch out.
Oh my god. Does it smell like shit in this cab?
That's pretty rude, Terry.
Oh god. I'm getting on you. Can you roll down some windows?
Of course, Terry.
I'm flipping out! It's raining on my head. It's raining outside. Why'd you roll down those windows?
The windows went back up. As they were driving, Terry realized that he was unusually hungry for a Thursday afternoon on a rainy day after work. So he decided to ask the cab driver to stop over at one of the fine fast food establishments to pick up some grub.
Can you just please go through this drive-thru and get me a burrito? Order it for me. I can't think back here.
Anything you want, Terry.
Hi, welcome to a burrito palace. Can I take your order?
Hi.
Hi.
I'll have a burrito for Terry.
Burrito for Terry? Okay. Do you want a drink with that?
Want a drink, Terry?
You're in my mind a minute ago. You know I do.
He'll have 2 bottles of water, please.
All right, that's 1 burrito for Terry. And, 2 bottles of water. That'll be $8.94. Second window.
Can you spot me the $8.94?
Anything for you, Terry.
That's very nice.
So Terry got his burrito and 2 bottles of water, and he didn't have to pay. Maybe this cab wasn't as malicious as it first seemed. Terry leaned back in this chair, a little more comfortable.
So, Terry, why'd you forget your umbrella?
A lot of things on my mind.
Yeah? Peter's still bothering you, eh? What's the latest gossip on that?
Well, it was putting the metal in the machine, and then the machine put the metal in the metal, and then the metal put the metal in the machine, and then I made a clock, and then he pulled down my trousers.
Huh.
Yeah, pulled them down right in front of the whole place. Whole place seen my wang now.
Guess you've
uploaded them online. Pics. I can still hear them laughing in the back of my head. My ears ring with their laughter. Their giggles. Their sweet, goddamn giggles.
Terry's emotional turmoil was starting to drive him crazy.
Damn it! Thank God I still have the cereal to crunch.
Maybe we should get back at Peter, Terry.
As they were driving, they sped past Terry's house. He looked out the window.
What are you thinking?
I don't know. I've always thought the best way to ruin a man is gossip.
The door's all of a sudden locked on the car. Terry was in it.
What should we do?
How do you ruin a man's life? You take away everything he loves.
Everything?
Mm-hmm.
You think we should murder his daughter?
I guess so.
Throw her into a ditch? Let the flies slowly eat away at her body? As we sit and we giggle, just like he did? At me?
We could do that. Or we could just create some gossip about it.
Gossip? Gossip again?
Next thing you knew, they were parked in front of Pete's house. The door unlocked.
Oh. Okay, so I'm gonna go in there. And then I'm going to look at his daughter, get a great description, and then post online that she's in a ditch, dying somewhere, getting eaten away by flies, and everyone will think that his stupid daughter's fucking dead.
That'll get him good.
That'll teach everyone.
So Terry snuck into the house, took a good look at the daughter, made a few mental notes, and got back in the car.
Describe her to me, Terry.
She had blondish brown hair. Blonde, a little bit of brown. Brown, went into the blonde. And then went over, crept over. It was laying a little bit on her clock. Then she was wearing PJs. Hello Kitty.
The gossip cab thought that was a great description. So she finally took Terry home so she could post the things on the internet to really get back at Pete. The next day at work, Pete was in shambles.
What's wrong, Pete?
My daughter! My little girl!
What, not eat breakfast this morning?
She's dead!
Dead?
Oh, didn't you read the internet today? It's all over!
Oh, I can't believe this.
My wife left me because she couldn't bear to look at me anymore.
Poor sweet Pete. I'm sorry your piece of shit daughter died. I mean your sweet little daughter died.
I'm just so sad.
Did you go in her room at all this morning?
Why would I do that?
Yeah, you're right. You don't want to be reminded of her absence.
I can't be reminded of her absence. I'm gonna go and punch some metal in the clocks.
We got him so good. We got him so good.
The end of that Friday, Terry walked out to see the cab there, waiting for him again, the door ajar.
You're back.
XOXO, Terry. I want to show you something.
What? What can you possibly show me? We got Pete back already.
Get inside me, Terry. We're going for a drive.
All right, I'll go in a bit deep.
So Terry came inside the car.
Oh, God, yeah. Sitting now.
Shut the door.
Look to your left, Terry. I prepared a classic Terry burrito for you.
Oh, with two bottles of water, too. You know me so well.
Just the way you like it.
You know how dehydrated I get after a long day of work.
We're here, Terry. Look to the left in that ditch. What do you see?
Oh my God.
It was the mangled corpse of the girl from before.
What are you doing? You actually did it to her?
I didn't do anything. I'm just a gossip cab.
Oh my God. She's dead. The flies are eating away at her.
Terry was having a hard time reconciling the fact of a car being able to murder someone. How could it? It had no thumbs. It couldn't open doors.
What? You couldn't have possibly did this. Who did this?
Any more gossip you want to spread, Terry?
No, I can't have this go on any longer.
The door's suddenly locked again.
Come on, Terry. Feed me gossip. Feed me gossip, Terry.
No, I can't possibly. I can't do it. Just stay out of my brain, okay? Just don't.
Terry was feeling very uncomfortable about this. For some reason, though, he kept thinking about his jerk boss, that huge asshole Mr. Anderson with his big pointy head and beady eyes And he thought about how maybe he would like to get him. But he couldn't say that to the car. What if he wound up dead, just like the girl in the ditch?
Thinking about Mr. Anderson, aren't you, Terry?
How... Damn it. No. Mr. Anderson's a good man. He's got a family. He's got 12 kids. He's got 2 wives. And he's got a couple of dogs.
Or does he have no dogs?
No, you wouldn't... You wouldn't kill his dogs, would you?
I think I read some dog gossip lately.
Dog gossip? That's the worst kind, damn it. No, leave those dogs alone, okay?
What happened to his dogs, Terry? Tell me the gossip.
No, there's
nothing. Tell me the gossip, Terry.
Nothing happened to those nice pooches, damn it. All right. They got shaved. Shaved bare, damn it. No hair on them. There's no hair on them anymore. They're naked, damn it. They're so cold, it's winter. It's winter. They need their fur to survive in this cold. God damn it. Oh, God.
That's some great gossip, Terry. I just posted it to the internet.
Oh, no, now everyone thinks he's got stupid-looking fucking dogs. His life's gonna be ruined. It's gonna be ruined. He's gonna lose his job.
Look, Terry, you're back home. Go home, Terry. Go to bed.
I'm so tired. I need my bed.
Good thing for Terry, he didn't work weekends. He had a few days to relax and recollect himself. Come Monday morning, he'd almost forgotten about the incident with the gossip cab. That was until he came into work.
Mr. Anderson, you okay?
You got some spare change, son? You got some spare change? I'm not working here anymore.
What happened?
Well, here's the thing. I got fired.
You got fired?
I couldn't keep it together at work on Friday. You know how I work late. And the head honcho, he came in and he said, I couldn't take the stress. And he put me out of my ass, man.
What? I don't understand. You were doing a good job here. You were a bit sassy sometimes, and it made us uncomfortable, but other than that, you were doing a good job.
I was just trying to keep you alive. And now the world knows my dirty secret. The fucking world knows, man!
What is it? What is it, Darren?
My dogs.
Dogs? Oh, no. Oh, no, I did. I read about this. They got shaved, didn't they? I saw it on Google. I saw it on the Google.
The world knows, Terry. I don't know how I can do it. What am I going to do, Terry?
Darren Anderson.
I'm going to... There's only one thing I can do. I'm not leaving my kids to grow up in this ugly world. Murder, no. Suicide. I'm going home.
No, Anderson, wait.
Taxi.
Before Terry could stop him, Mr. Anderson got into a cab. The gossip cab, and they were gone. Terry stood there, watching the cab drive away.
That's my cab. Is she cheating on me? I loved her. With Anderson? With Mr. Anderson? Where's she taking him? She's not gonna help him commit murder, suicide, is she?
Before Terry could finish that thought, she was back. Waiting for him.
Hey, Terry. Have you heard Mr. Anderson's gossip?
I heard about his shaved dogs that ruined his damn life.
No. Check out his Twitter.
Oh, no.
His tweet about you, Terry.
About me? Oh, God.
Tell him, Mr. Anderson. Tell him the gossip.
At Terry Fatty, killer, hashtag of the dogs, hashtag asshole, hashtag kill, hashtag go to hell, hashtag bitch, arch.
Damn it. God, he's really pissed. I've never seen anyone hashtag bitch arch before. God damn it. What are you doing? What are you doing, Anderson?
Then he realized that Anderson, why, why his throat was slit. He wasn't alive, Anderson. He was a dead Anderson.
Oh my god. He's a ghost.
Nah, close. My soul has been consumed by the XOXO car.
No. What are you doing?
And soon my little factory will be too.
Oh god, oh god. What do I do? I need some advice here. I'm in shambles. All I know how to do is put metal into machines and machines into metal, and the metal goes in the machine and the metal turns into a clock. That's all I know. My little brain can't handle this.
All of a sudden, Terry had a revelation. Who was the one person who could give him the advice he needs but his dear, sweet mama?
Mom. Sweet mom, give me some advice of what I should do now. Lay this upon me, my advice from the heavens and the sky.
Even though Terry's mom wasn't dead, he liked to refer to her up in heaven because that's the stature that he gave to her in his life. So he asked the cab to take her over to 43rd Street where she lived.
Sweet mom, come out of your house and tell me your advice.
Terry, are you there in your front yard again? What the hell are you doing?
Sweet mom, some terrible things have happened to me. You must come down the stairs, mom, and give me some advice, and I'll tell you the full story. Just come down the stairs.
Why, there's only one thing you need to know. Stay away from the dandelions.
Of course.
You remember that, don't you, boy?
The dandelions.
You know what to do. Yeah, the dandelions are a metaphor for something else. I'll let you figure it out. You're a smart boy.
But Terry remembered. His mom had died in that car crash, so how could she also be alive at this house again?
Damn it. 43rd Street. My old house. My mom's been dead for so long. That's why I called up to the heavens originally, and now I'm fucking confused. Oh, God. Dandelions.
The XO gossip cab had been messing with his mind.
I'm so... God damn it. Everything is just too much for me.
Hashtag bitch arch.
Damn it.
Figure it out, Terry.
Hashtag bitch arch. I got it.
Stay away from the...
XOXO cab. Take me to the dandelions.
Whatever you want, Terry.
Oh, God. This cab rides so long.
Finally arriving at the field where Terry's mom was brutally murdered by a cab driven by an angry robot.
This field seems familiar, Terry.
Familiar? Of course. You killed my sweet mama. My sweet, sweet mama.
But the cab had a sinister secret. It wasn't the cab itself who killed him, but the cab's parents who killed them.
Oh my god.
I'm just the byproduct of a broken family. A cab family.
A cab? How did you guys even... How did they conceive? I don't get it.
No one knows for sure. It's all just gossip.
Gossip. I got it.
Hashtag gossip.
I want you to write some new gossip. And this one's gonna be about you, and you better listen to me, because I'm paying big bucks.
I can never turn down gossip.
XOXO cab is allergic to dandelions.
What? Oh, that's just gossip. That's not... Oh, no. That's just gossip.
We're surrounded by dandelions.
Achoo.
I'm gonna stick some in her pipes.
All of a sudden, cab's upholstery began to peel.
I need to get out of here.
But before Terry was able to get out, the door's locked again.
Oh no.
If I'm allergic to dandelions and you're inside me, then you're allergic to dandelions too.
Let me out of here. Let me out of here.
Just then, the ghost of Terry's dead mama appeared at the window.
Stay away from the dandelions, jackass! I'm telling you! Just stay away from the dandelions!
Should've listened to dear old mama, Terry.
What do I think about
Should've all the time? Should've listened to dear old
mama. I always think about my mom at work at the factory where I'm punching metal into clocks and clocks into metal and making clocks out of metal and machines into metal. So, punch in, punch out. Punch in, punch out. Punch in. Psh!
Terry.
Punch out the window!
Punched his way out of the car. Exo cab, screaming in pain.
Oh, Terry, don't leave me.
Climb out of here and just get through these shards.
Terry's bones cracking on the glass. And, he was bleeding so much. Someone was playing an annoying drum in the field.
I'm in. I'm bleeding everywhere.
You did it, Terry. You killed me.
God damn it. Where do I go from here? Where do I go from here? My mom's dead. The cab that gave me shit advice is dead. And now I have no one. No one but the sweet whispers of the dandelions.
Terry knew that the only way out was to kill himself.
One last piece of gossip before you go.
I think I can handle one more tweet, Terry.
Put out that Terry Thatcher, my name Terry Thatcher, has a clock about to blow in his stomach. A clock that he worked hard at the factory. And it somehow got in there. And old Terry Thatcher's belly's about to blow. Can you do that for me?
Already done. Hashtag goodbye, Terry.
And Terry blew up. Now a smoldering crater in the dandelion field. This very same field where his mother died that strange morning many years ago. The only thing that Terry thought before he blew up was that maybe there could be some peace in the world now, now that the XOXO cab was finally dead. Or was it?
You can't kill gossip. Gossip lives in the hearts of every petty asshole and young girl and factory worker. Gossip cab is here to stay.
Spooked!
Oh, wow.
Oh my god. That's so scary.
Honestly, that had, like, a lot of educational messages, like, you shouldn't spread rumors.
It's, you know what? That's the scariest thing, is about how much...
How real it is.
Something that you say can hurt people. That is horrifying.
We're doing children's theater now, guys. Oh, God.
It's like Arthur.
It is like Arthur. Arthur is not children's theater. That is quality educational programming.
Programming, yeah.
And the scariest thing about the story is so many questions. You know, like, how did that clock randomly show up in his belly?
Well, it was a rumor.
Yeah.
It was a rumor that appeared. Do you think that...
It was a magic gossip car.
Yeah.
Do you think that the gossip car put clocks in the burritos, knowing that that's what he would wish for? So then later on in the story, that's what happened?
Yeah.
That shit's scary.
So you think that it wasn't a supernatural car? It was just a regular robot,
very clever,
evil
though.
Car
very clever.
That had plans.
Like, yeah.
Oh my god.
I don't know what's scary. They're both pretty scary, though, either way.
Oh my god.
But how did it know about Peter, then?
Peter.
Maybe it's been stalking Terry. Yeah. It knew Terry.
Yeah. Maybe it's like
they were connected.
Cameras.
They were connected.
Yeah,
because you knew who. Terry
a lot
was.
Of theories.
Well, the car's parents had killed.
Yeah,
his mother.
And you grew up without parents because of that.
Because of it,
because they went to jail.
It's kind of like we're two orphans, kind of like magnets almost.
Yeah.
Did the murder suicide actually happen? Who knows?
I think it did.
Oh,
I think it did.
And those dandelions.
Wow.
Stay away from them, right?
They're dangerous.
Oh my god, yeah, dandelions. I know I get the sniffles, and every time I do get the sniffles going through a dandelion field, I'm going to be worried about
like someone sticking them up my exhaust. Like, I never knew a car could be allergic to dandelions, you know? but
there's a reason why people try and get rid of them from their lawns, because their cars could be allergic to it, and then their car could die and kill you while they die.
Hey, guys, that story was all about our, well, if we did have advertising space, and if we did have advertisers, something like a company like Uber would be in right here. See, Uber doesn't kill you when they drive through fields.
They don't start rumors.
No, they don't. They're very discreet, very kind, and very affordable.
Your parents don't kill your parents.
Don't be a goober. Get an Uber.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know the great thing about Uber is we can take an Uber to our favorite pizza place. Am I right?
Yeah. Does
someone want to tell us? You know, guys know what that is, right?
Oh, yeah. And let's all say it together.
North of Brooklyn pizza.
Where the slice is nice. That's right, guys. That's right, folks.
Yeah.
Find a slice in the city there.
Where the Roni is not for jabronis.
Sure
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, Cody, do one. Do a run. Do a pizza run. Go ahead.
Pizza. Yes, please.
do one. Do a pizza run.
Where they aim to please with the cheese. TNT.
Pizza. Mama Mitsa.
That's it.
So, guys, that was the advertising section. If you want to advertise with us, that is the section where you will be.
Lot of opportunities. Good clock right, company would have went in handy there.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Clock one. Perhaps maybe like Timex.
Yeah.
Rolex.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Durex. Oh, yeah, if you want to, you know.
Let you know when the pizza's done. Set a timer.
Right. That's right. The thing is, it's only 99.98% effective or something like that. As I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, Durex. I get it.
Absolutely.
It's a clock.
Yeah.
Hey, Tia, thanks a lot for coming on the show. It was really fun having you on.
Yeah, what'd you think? Did you have fun telling scary stories with us today?
Yeah, it was fun. I was kind of scared. I was kind of, like, put off by everything. Kind of, like, just upset. I was scared.
Yeah.
There's a story that kind of scared me.
A scary story.
It kind of scared me.
You know what? But sometimes it's nice.
Not today.
Sometimes it's nice to be a little scared,
Do you think
though.
You're going to be able to sleep tonight? Be honest with us.
If you can't, that's okay.
I don't know. I can't tell the future.
That's fair.
Like, I don't know, but chances are I'm going to have a hard time. I think I'll be able to fall asleep, but I think it'll be difficult.
I think the only one who can tell the future is XOXO Cab.
Well,
and even
well, she can't even, she can just start a rumor.
Guys, I know what's going to get my mind to sleep tonight. Watching Joe Dirt 2 on Crackle before bed.
Crackle.
Are you doing more plugs than
that's the new Crackle exclusive. A movie, Joe Dirt 2.
I just really hope we don't get sued.
I don't think so. We're saying pretty positive things about these companies.
That's true. We just want
Crackle.
You guys should check out Gossip Girl, though, if you're not familiar with it.
Sure, we'll have to.
Yeah,
now.
For sure. We'll have to check out her whole entire catalog of films.
See, I might have to check it out, but now I have this.
Well,
you
never see
now.
Kristen Bell. She's just.
I'm just saying, but now I have this idea of what mm-hmm. it is.
Hey,
this.
She was in Pootie Tang. Did you guys know she was in Pootie Tang? Well, she was playing a record executive's daughter, but she was in Pootie Tang. The film originally directed by Louis C.K.
That apparently.
Where can you watch Pootie Tang?
I'm pretty sure.
On Crackle?
Oh.
Can you?
Well, you used to be able to watch it on Netflix.
Well,
I still haven't seen that one either.
Wait, hey, where?
I think every,
maybe even show
I think
me.
Every TV show
I'm a Crackle boy myself.
I mentioned today, I have not seen. I don't know.
References flying right over my head.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like blank stare today.
Here on Spooked.